6:03 p.m. I call to order the Board of Fire Commissioners meeting of July 14, 2015. Do we have any minutes for June? I was not here, so.
There is no minutes available for June yet, as of yet.
Okay. They're coming?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Public comment? Ms. Gardner?
Cynthia Gardner, 94 School Street, Kituit. On June 18, 2015, I made a request to the district clerk to please update the website contact information. Could you please give me the contact information for your new member, and please explain to me why the water department's contact information was updated timely and yours was not? That's the first thing. Second, also on that date, I requested information from the clerk regarding line item 5150 from our treasury. I was given the attached information. But not the specifics. When I then requested the specifics, I received the response that the treasurer did not have the information, which I find hard to believe. I then made another request from the clerk to find out who has the information. I was contacted by the chief on July 7th. On July 12th, I requested to have the information prior to today's meeting, which the chief responded he would try. As of this moment, I do not have the information that was originally requested on June 18th. I ask, why are you making it so difficult? I've been concerned about the information for months and have asked the board to explain why $91,588.89 would be spent in a line item budgeted for $10,000 with no discussion by your board. Finally, I'd like to know when the audio from your meetings will be posted along with your minutes to the website, since many months are missing. Thank you.
Anybody have any other public comment?
Amy Cates, my question concerns the line item overage. Ms. Gardner referred to that that was part of her request for information. But my question is, when did this committee, the fire commissioners, discuss the need for the Prudential Committee voting to allocate funds from the reserve fund to cover the overage in line item 5150?
What was that?
When did this committee, the fire commissioners, discuss the need for approaching the Prudential Committee to get funds from the reserve fund? And how did you, so first of all, when did you vote? And second of all, how did you communicate your need to the Prudential Committee? Thanks.
Okay. Anyone else? Any response from the board? Do you have this? I guess my response to 5150 is, that's really a treasurer's issue. I think the chief has gone above and beyond what is required. As you well know, if we don't have something, we don't have to give it to you. We can't give it to you. You got information from the treasurer. Now, what the chief said, what the chief has done, is gone and do the work for you. He's created a document. But he's done that, and he's going to give it to you. But, you know, as long as I'm here, and if we don't have something, I'm not going to have the chief spend his time creating a document for you. Okay. That's a discussion for the treasurer or the Prudential Committee, not the Board of Fire Commissioners.
Is it okay to release this?
Sure. Okay, sure.
Okay, what I just gave Cindy was just a breakdown of 5150, how we spent the money, and what's it there. There is a confidential slide of 18,000 and so change. I just gave it to her, so I can't exactly remember the 18,000 something. That's confidential. That is attorney. The attorneys asked me to keep it confidential because there's a gag order on that particular line item for that particular thing, so I can't discuss it in this forum. Other than that, it is on there, so you see it. It's up to $90,000, and Mrs. Gardner, it's actually $91,600 and some odd dollars. It's changed now since, but that's because of the month, yeah. Yep, and I'm hoping that that answers your question.
Okay. And Mr. Heather? Well,
pursuant to the money that was requested from the Prudential Committee, I talked to the chief, and the chief talked to me, and he said that he was going to be over his budget, and there was no time to have a meeting. So he wrote a letter to the Prudential Committee and presented it to them, and Ron wasn't here. I was basically by myself. Rick is very new, as well as I am. So that's how it transpired. There's nothing underhanded. The letter went to the Prudential Committee. The Prudential Committee voted on it. They presented the warrant. Everything was on the up and up. So I don't have anything more to say about it.
I'm not sure that we actually would have to vote on something like that anyways. We owe the money, the Prudential Committee pays it or doesn't pay it. But what could have talked about it, but what would it have done? Well, the Prudential Committee would have had that in the public meeting, too. Would have had a chance there. Okay. Seeing no more public comment, Fire Chief's report.
Good evening, all. Chief Olson, Fire Chief's report. Monthly activities for the month of June, 38 rescue calls and 30 engine runs. Basically, they're CO runs, engine runs, motor vehicle crashes involved with that too, as well as rescues. And that's that. The ComStar report came to us. They've actually, I don't know if the Prudential Committee received any emails, but they were having a problem with their security problem with their ComStar reports. We are encrypted. So it works out pretty good. We didn't have a problem on our end, but I just wanted you to know there is an email out there that is wiping out computers from them, and they sent an email, so please don't open anything from them. What I have is encrypted, so it works out fine. So basically what you see there, gentlemen, on the board, is the net applied to our earnings of $10,813.16. That has been deposited, and the total deposits actually, it says above $25,444.73, and that's in the period of 1/30/15 to 6/30/15, and that's from ComStar. It's what we call a payment summary reconciliation. Okay.
Could you do that those time periods one more time for me? The top number.
Yep. It's time period is 5/30/15 to 6/30/15.
Okay. And what's this total deposit number?
The total deposits down below. Oh, total deposits on there.
On the top.
Yes, I see that. That was actually deposited for I believe 6/30/2015. I think it's only the one. One date, and the others is between that period.
Okay. And
if
this,
I'm looking at it right, yeah.
This column adds up to 10.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
Yep.
Thank you. Any other? All right. You got that. That's,
yeah,
I guess that was.
Yeah.
And this is our receipts. Excuse me, Rich. Just being the new member, these are the receipts we get from the ambulance.
Okay. What we have for the budget is brand new. The end of the budget is being completed. The Treasury is working hard to get us a new budget. They pretty much have every line item all squared away. They're just doing the final details, and I should have the new budget within a couple of weeks. But I do have one from 7/2/2015, which is part of the old year 2015. And according to this budget here, let's see. We're looking at a total expenditure of 94% of 100% budget. So that's pretty good. So we did put in a $14,000 extra in that line item. That covered us in that line item. So we're looking good. So hopefully we're going to close this out and start our new budget season. So within a couple of weeks, we should have our new.
Chief, could you just tell me again the date of that 94% expenditure answer?
That would be 7/2/2015. That's the latest version that they have, appropriations that they have right now on the books.
Thank you.
Do we have outstanding bills that you know of?
We were asked to stop May 22nd, and there was a few bills that came in. The Treasurer should be finished with the outstanding bills by the end of August, and everything should be tied in at the end of August, and it should be done. So at the end of August, we should be finished with everything.
Right.
Very efficient, the Treasury office is very efficient. Okay. The budget, we answered the question on 5150, and also the new budget. Hopefully that answers some of the questions. We can go from there. And new business, fire apparatus. We are in search, thanking to this district, we are in search of a new fire engine to replace engine 265. We put out letters to five different companies. We received, we received three back, and we're waiting for two. We're waiting for Pierce Manufacturer to come back with a quote, as well as Suffin to come back for a quote. Suffin, I believe, is in Louisiana, and Pierce is in Appleton, Wisconsin. So we're just waiting for those two. Ferrara came in pretty high still. They're up in the middle range of $500,000. And the lowest so far is E1, Emergency One, out of Florida. They're coming in pretty good. However, I just got a phone call from Toing, which is out of Iowa, and they're looking to come in pretty equal with Emergency One. So we're looking like there's a little war going on here, so it's just kind of good. So hopefully we can get these trucks down a little bit in the 400,000 range, 450, 465, around there, for the truck itself. It's not for the accessories, for the some of the tools and equipment we need to replace. But I'm very happy. The truck committee, as well as Commissioner Hadley, has been working hard with this, and we were hoping to let Michael, our treasurer, know that by the end of the month, hopefully we'll have a good bid and get that through. So he would like to see us order that soon. So hopefully we'll have that by the end of the month, and we'll get that moving forward.
How long for delivery?
It takes about 8 months to build a truck and a little bit time to deliver. Most of them are in the Midwest. Some are down south. But most of them come from Iowa, Wisconsin, Hamburg, New York, Louisiana, and Ocala. Ocala is where Emergency One is, Ocala, Florida. So it's exciting. We're looking pretty good, and We're looking, most of the build-outs are about 8 months to take, so we really would like to get this moving.
Chief, do any of these bids include any consideration of the vehicle that's retiring?
No, they haven't considered any of those yet, as of yet. So we're just getting the bids, and then we did talk to them about, you know, taking the apparatus. They're going to give us just a really flat rate of $5,000, $6,000, $10,000 around there. They don't, their trucks are not worth much to companies that they know we're getting rid of it for reasons, you know, for the rust and for it coming apart. So I really, I'm really hesitant to show all our cards yet to these people. I just want to get the, to see what the bids are coming in, and then hopefully we can knock it down even further, which would be good.
On the, just to follow up on that, have you had any experience in the past, or have any of our fellow districts sold their trucks, or is there an aftermarket market?
No. There's a couple of places that we could go to. There's a couple of websites. FCAM may have one, too. But no, we usually end up either donating the truck to a company that is all volunteer and that is just scrambling to get equipment, or we trade it in, just like we did with our older ambulance. We got $14,000 for that older ambulance. So we're hopefully, I know when I was in Barnstable, we donated a truck to the Barnstable Fire Academy. It was an old 1961 Maxim. And I believe it's still there. Actually, they're still using it. So, and that could go as a write-off for us too. As a donation. But I'm hopefully going to get some money for our truck.
I'm not sure that if when you donate something, it becomes a somewhat problematic in the process.
That
a government entity donate.
That's the issue.
Okay. Well, that's still down the road.
So we do have five on the market right now, and we're looking at them, and we're just waiting for the two prices to come in, one from Pearson, one from Sutphin, and I was told they'll be coming in this week. So we should have all five, and then we'll sit down with the committee, we'll make our decision, the pros and cons on all, and we'll decide on the truck for Kootuat, the best truck for Kootuat. Okay. Pretty exciting.
How is our equipment?
Equipment is running great. The ambulance actually has to go to, there's a check engine light on our ambulance, our brand new ambulance, but that's all right. That's all right. It happens. It's going to Sutton Ford tomorrow just for the check engine light. They put it through the computer to find out exactly what's wrong. We think it's a fuel sensor. The fuel that sometimes we get is not filtered as well. So we're thinking maybe it would be a clog in the fuel filter. So hopefully that's the only thing. But they'll find out tomorrow when they plug it into the computer. The light is on now, so it's telling us that it needs to check. So
do we get this delivered through Sutton?
We get that delivered through what's that place in North Attleboro? IPS from North Attleboro. They're the ones that came in with the best bid. But no. They're out of North Attleboro, and it was right next to Greenwood, which we're looking at. The E1 is from Greenwood, actually, which is right down a mile down the road from each other. But they came in with the best bid, so we ended up going with them. We were going back and forth with.
I assume it's warranty work.
Oh, this is all warranty work. Yeah, it's all under warranty.
Who's the warranty go through? Not that it really matters, but
it goes through the international dealership. It's funny because the box is different than international. It's a different cab. It's a Terrastar cab, which is warrantied by Terrastar, and then the Allison transmission is warrantied by Allison Transmission, and then the engine is warrantied by International. So we got three different ones that are taking these trucks. Yeah, it goes from one plant to another plant to another plant, and then comes to us. Yeah. But they're all warrantied under all three. Personnel, all personnel are on are doing well. They are all working, which is good. That is 12 full time, and we have 14 call, firefighters. So we're doing really well. There's actually a big call meeting today to reorganize our call department, to get them training more, and to get them excited and to come in more for our calls. So it's exciting. There's a lieutenant that's taken it over with two call firefighters, veteran call firefighters that are doing really well, and we're looking forward to see the excitement that they have after this meeting tonight. So be good. And our training is ongoing. We train every day, we train once a month at least, once a month in fire and once a month for EMS. So we have two different training sessions, but every day we do train. The lieutenants have something to do every day with their crew, be it boat detail, and I should say the boat for under apparatus. The boat is on the dock. Thank you to Mary Fiore. We appreciate that very much. It's at their private dock, and it's just wonderful to have that. And they allowed us to do that, and thank you. And thank you to Commissioner Hadley for, you know, spearheading that. I appreciate that very much. We certainly appreciate it. We all know that the boat's very, very much needed on the water, and now it's out there, so it's good. And that's it.
Speaking of that, we had that mooring moved.
Yes, I saw that.
See, there it is.
That's actually a great location for it. Great location. It's right by the dock, too, so it's good. Thank you. Thank you to Mr. Murray, too, please.
All right. When do we set a time for the August meeting? Go to the 11th. Okay. Is Tuesday the 11th all right with you? At 6 o'clock? All right. Because of conflicts, we're going to hold it on the 11th. Conflicts within the building. Okay. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Cold.
Yeah, now that we got this big air conditioning.